Chapter 26, the concluding statement. It is apparent from the previous 25 chapters that psychology needs a scientific approach specifically designed for the human behavior sciences. From the 25 chapters in this book, it becomes apparent that psychology contains many theories and therapies that are far from scientific. The ideas and methods of psychology sometimes work and sometimes fail. How this less than perfect and somewhat unscientific nature of psychology developed was discussed in the introduction of this book, but the causes are restated here from a slightly different perspective. One of the primary factors involved with our imperfect psychological discipline is the vague set of rules that govern the psychological approach in research, in the development of theoretical models, and in psychotherapy. These vague governing rules sometimes lean toward the scientific and at other times lean toward the opposite extreme. Thus, the right question to ask is, what is the ideal scientific approach for the human behavior sciences, which includes psychology? The ideal scientific methodology for psychology is certainly not the same approach that the physicist and chemist uses. However, if some additional components are added to the methods of the hard scientists, an ideal methodology for the human behavior sciences can be created. That is, the ideal scientific methodology for psychology and other human behavior sciences would include the methods of the hard sciences, such as experimentation, observation, mathematical evaluation, but it would also include other components. The additional components, as will be seen later in the text, are certainly not new. Many of these components are sometimes incorporated into psychological methodologies as a practical matter. The additional components are necessary for any true human behavior science, and are the following 9 items. 1. The recognition of human qualities, which includes the human mind and its internal processes. This component is usually incorporated into most psychological approaches. This, at first glance, sounds too obvious to mention. However, from the perspective of hard science, the existence of the mind and its internal functions are not apparent. Thus, awareness, deliberate actions, thinking, values, and feelings are not recognizable by the conventional methodologies of the hard scientist. In psychology and other human behavior sciences, these factors are obviously of primary importance. These factors can be evaluated by asking the subject questions or by simply listening to what the subject reports. The precision is greater if the reports are the same over a period of time. In addition, when working with a number of subjects, such as in an experiment, precision will be greater if similar reports are obtained from different subjects. For example, asking a number of subjects how they feel after taking a certain drug is a valid method, and accuracy is increased if more subjects are asked the same question. 2. History would be used. This component is very often ignored, especially by those who believe human behavior and intelligence is primarily determined by genetics. This was discussed in Chapter 9 and elsewhere in this book. The history of people must be considered primary evidence in the study of human behavior. Very often we can obtain more precise and valid information by studying the history of an individual, group, culture, nation, etc. The actual occurrences that took place in the distant recent past are far more valid indicators than any method of evaluation. For example, immigrants and the poor generally score low on IQ tests, which can be interpreted by believers in IQ tests as an indication of genetic limitations with respect to academic performance. But the actual history contradicts this belief. When immigrants and the poor were educated, they did quite well in school and in professional roles. 3. Unscientific ideas would be avoided in the theoretical models. Unscientific ideas were not avoided by the older theoreticians, such as Freud. In addition, unscientific ideas are sometimes incorporated into new theories. Unscientific ideas are difficult to define for the human behavior sciences. In the hard sciences, an unscientific idea is a concept that cannot be verified by experimentation. This definition would not work very well for the human behavior sciences, because it would exclude human qualities, such as values, internal feelings, and awareness. It would also exclude philosophies that maintain mental and social harmony. A definition for the human behavior sciences is, an unscientific idea is a concept that contains one or more of the following 3 components. 1. The concept can be disproved by experimentation or scientific interviewing and evaluation methods. 2. The idea contradicts known fact or logic and cannot be verified by experimentation. 3. There are simpler explanations for the phenomena that make sense in terms of known facts and logic. The above does not rule out human qualities, such as values, feelings, awareness, etc. 4. Theoretical models should be only generalized to a defined set where the model is apparently valid. There are not very many theories in the human behavior sciences that meet this criterion. When theoretical models are created, they should not be too general in nature. For example, Freud's theory of the Oedipus and Electra complex is invalid from a scientific perspective because he implied that such complexes are essentially universal in nature. If Freud stated that the basic theoretical pattern of the Oedipus or Electra complex might manifest in some families, he might be correct. The general rule is to define the population that the theoretical model applies to in the most precise way possible. For example, instead of saying that schizophrenia is caused by physiological factors, say the symptoms defining schizophrenia can be caused by physiological factors. Adding the words in some cases improves the argument even more. The first statement can be wrong, and it most likely is incorrect. However, the second statement is almost certainly correct. The reason for this is some individuals that display schizophrenic symptoms might have a psychogenic condition. But most likely there are at least some cases of the condition caused by an abnormal physiology. 5. Theoretical models should be valid by experimentation or historical observation. Many theories in psychology, such as Freud, Oedipus, do not meet this criterion. The experimentation can involve interviewing techniques as well as other methods. The examining of historical records or recent documented accounts can also validate a theory. These methods are commonly used in the human behavior sciences. 6. It is valid to create theoretical models by dividing components. This is often used to create theoretical models in psychology. It is perfectly valid to divide an entity or a phenomenon into sections and label each of the sections. In addition, descriptions can be used to describe the properties into each section. A good example of this is Freud's idea of the id, ego and superego. These are divisions of the human mind, and Freud described their properties. Incidentally, it is obviously possible to divide the mind into other sections or more sections, which do not necessarily involve Freud's divisions. 7. More precise diagnostic terminology. The labels applied to mental disorders are generally very imprecise. These labels are only precise in elementary textbooks, when a theoretical case is described. Often the same patient might have a number of diagnostic labels put on her condition by different psychologists and psychiatrists. The imprecise diagnostic labeling system makes good scientific research almost impossible. For example, if a scientist wants to study major depression, she would obtain a mixed population of mental patients with many different disorders. Thus, she would really be studying a number of mental disorders, which do not have the same causative factors. The same problem is seen with just about all types of mental disorders. For all practical purposes, the labels have little therapeutic or scientific utility in most cases. Of course, one can find exceptions to this. Incidentally, the labels do serve a practical purpose in terms of legal requirements, such as explaining the patient's condition for insurance or disability claims. Question: what can be done with this deficiency in the diagnostic labeling process of mental disorders? In the actual therapeutic situation, the problem is not too difficult to solve. Simply use detailed written descriptions of the actual factors involved with the disorder, especially the factors that may have caused the difficulty. For example, instead of saying Mr. Jones has major depression, give a description, such as the following. Mr. Jones appeared to be well adjusted all his life, until he lost his job, which led to a breakup of his marriage. This appears to be the primary cause of his depression. Mr. Jones' condition consists of little hopes or interest in any activities. He gave up looking for work, and he sleeps most of the time. He occasionally talks of committing suicide. 8. Scientific rules for therapeutic methods. Such methods are not used in most therapeutic situations. The most important component of psychotherapy that should be scientific is the method of evaluating results of the therapeutic treatment. The second factor that should be scientific is the technique used to correct the deficiencies and failures of the therapeutic method. That is, the method of feedback and correction should be scientific, as the term scientific is defined in this paper. Other components of psychotherapy may be scientific if that helps solve the problem. However, unscientific methods can also serve to solve emotional problems and alleviate or even cure mental disorders. For example, various types of religion, astrology, Freudian dream interpretations and various types of beliefs that are not quite true can be helpful to some clients under certain conditions. Thus, unscientific ideas can be used in psychotherapy with individual clients. However, the results should be evaluated scientifically and corrections in the technique should be made to maximize progress. Incidentally, what makes ideas such as Freudian dream interpretations, astrology and religion, unscientific includes the following. The theories behind these methods are not scientifically valid. The principles that cause them to work are not necessarily the same with each client that benefits from them. For example, one client might improve because of the social contacts, she makes as a result of getting involved with religion. Another person can find that the same religion helps her control her behavior in ways that are keeping with mental health. The unscientific method that helps one client will most likely be of little or no use to most individuals with psychological problems. Certain unscientific methods might be a waste of time or harmful for certain clients. But the point is they might help some individuals. 9. The use of animals as subjects would be very limited or non-existent. Animals are often used as subjects in psychology. In psychology and other human behavior sciences, animal studies have very limited value. The reason for this is animals do not have the abilities to think and communicate with language. In addition, animals do not have a culture, human values, or technology. We cannot interview animals to obtain data. Thus, any information obtained from animal studies is likely to be deceiving or simply incorrect. Of course, there are exceptions to the above. There have been cases where animal studies shed light on human behavior. But generally, better information can be obtained by studying human beings. Thus, animal studies are most useful in understanding the psychology of animals, and human studies are useful in understanding the human mind and the behavior that flows from it. Concluding words, there is a risk of not recognizing the inappropriateness of the hard scientific method in relation to the human behavior sciences. The risk is that therapeutic methods, and even government policies can be created that reduce the human being to an inanimate object. That is, an emphasis on the hard scientific methodology, which does not recognize human awareness, feelings and values, can result in treating mental patients, people with emotional disturbance and even ordinary citizens as if they are inanimate objects. Such a result could happen in a very inadvertent way over a period of time. The development of psychosurgery and other destructive therapeutic techniques were probably facilitated by the above. Slight modifications in scientific methodology, such as suggested in the above list, will make the scientific method appropriate for the study of human behavior.